Aircheckdownloads.com. BBC.
Hereford and Worcester. Where's the Jonas Brothers and Marshmallow? Leave before you love me. It's BBC Hereford and Worcester, 19 minutes past 10. Hello, Luke. Yes, you. I'm talking about you, Luke, on your big day. Luke Carroll. I've had a message about you on the text. Hi, Malcolm. Could you send best wishes to our son, Luke Carroll? He's getting married today. Getting married today. He's getting married to a lovely young girl called Leah Holtham, and they're tying the knot today. Could you wish them lots and lots of love on their big day from Mum and Dad Carroll? That's Luke's mum and dad, of course I can. And both sets of families as well. What a beautiful day for it. What a beautiful day. I'm sounding like Ken Dodd now. Now, what a beautiful day for a wedding. I have fixed the weather for you, Luke and Leah. So you can just go off, enjoy yourself, enjoy one another, and have the best day ever. I can imagine Leah now, she'll be having her hair done. Bit of Bucks Fizz, bridesmaids running around excitedly all over the bedroom, dress hung up behind the door, the hairdresser's probably in. And Luke will just be looking at his suit, thinking, when shall I put that on then? Have a bath, Luke. It's always best on your wedding day. And enjoy the day. Many congratulations. Hope you have a belter. And you will. I'm absolutely confident about it. Paul. Hello, Paul. Paul's from Hampton. Good morning, Malcolm. Hearing you talk about exam results this morning. Yeah, that was a nice start to the show, wasn't it? Getting in amongst it with the kids. Well, with the students, the GCSE students at Christopher Whitehead. Well, hearing you talk about exam results, I received mine in 1977. Oh, blimey. You're older than me. I remember getting a U in physics. You could actually get a U in those days. I never knew what it stood for. Perhaps you could tell me. It means you did terrible. That's what it means. Never mind, Paul. You came good in the end. Most people do. Let's hope you do better with the mid-morning mind workout. Yes, on GCSE examination day. Let's see how your mind's working, shall we? Hang on. I can't put my hand to it. Here, I got it now. It's all right. Yeah, it's your mid-morning mind workout for a Thursday. Just, I can't even find the flipping thing. I got it now. It's all right. Stand at ease, everybody. Relax. Yes, just a little something to get your mind muscles a-flexing, the brain juices a-flowing. Get your sharpers attacked by the weekend. You'll like this. Our old friends have been at it again. Timothy True from Topsley and his best friend Fiona False from Fownhope. They've both been weaving, but they're a pair of cunning devils, so watch it. They love a game of true and false. Oh, they do. Last night it was Fiona's turn to test our Tim. And she came up with three belters. But are they true or false? That's all I need to know. There are three statements coming, so write them down on your mid-morning mind workout pad with your freshly sharpened pencil or a pen with ink. Are they true or are they false? Number one, Dolly Parton is the godmother of singer Miley Cyrus. Oh. Now then, is that true or is it false? Number two, the letter K is worth 4 points in Scrabble. Is that false or is it true? And number three, the actor Sid James appeared in more Carry On films than any other person. True or false? I'll go through them one more time because there's a bit to take in there and I know you're a bit what's-its-name scatterbrained on a Thursday. Number one, Dolly Parton's the godmother of the singer Miley Cyrus. True or false? Number two, the letter K is worth 4 points in Scrabble. False or true? True or false? And number three, the actor Sid James appeared in more Carry On films than anybody else. True or false? False or true? Have a go if you think you know. It's the taking part that counts on this show. There's a 116-carat gold star on it. Virtual, but gold all the same. 0800 121 8181. That's the telephone number. You can text if you prefer. 81333HW to begin with. And I'm malcolm.boyden at bbc.co.uk. We're playing true or false. Good luck. You might need it. You wanted it a bit easier today, so that's exactly what I've given it. I wish you the best of British luck. Off you go. Looking forward to your answers, as always.
AirCheckDownloads.com.